Welcome to University Drive, your pathway to the transformational work of University of the Bahamas. Our goal is to build a better Bahamas by shaping tomorrow's leaders today, finding solutions to challenges, and forging new opportunities for growth. University Drive, where faculty, staff, students, and alumni travel the road of progress together with you.
You are some of my friends.
Pardon me? In today's rapidly evolving job market, staying ahead of the curve is not just a choice, it's a necessity. The University of the Bahamas recognizes this imperative and has curated a remarkable array of courses designed to empower individuals to reach new heights in their personal and professional lives. From cutting-edge technology to innovative business strategies, CLEARN provides the opportunity for Bahamians who are eager to invest in themselves. Welcome to University Drive. I'm your host, Nikki Bo, and today's show will highlight the array of courses, personal and professional, offered through continuing education and lifelong learning, or as we call it here at UB, CLEARN. In case you didn't know, UB offers transformative courses. And my guests today are Mrs. Tammy Archer from our Oaksfield campus and Ms. Leslie Dorsett from UB North, who will guide us in exploring the exciting world of CLEARN. Leslie and Tammy, thank you so much for accepting today's invitation.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
So as we know, lifelong learning has become a cornerstone of success in the 21st century. The ability to adapt and acquire new skills is not only beneficial, but essential for career growth and personal fulfillment. Why is it important? I mean, and a lot of people know that University of the Bahamas offers degree programs, but I think that CLEARN is a best kept secret. I'm going to ask you both to tell us, to introduce yourselves and to tell us about your respective roles and the slight difference between CLEARN in New Providence and CLEARN at our UB North campus. Ladies, the floor is all yours.
All right, so I guess I'll hop on in here first. I am, of course, Tammy Morley Archer. I am the Director for Personal and Professional Development at the Oaksfield campus, where we are responsible for offering those short courses and programs that will allow persons to upskill and prepare for this fast-changing or ever-evolving workforce that we have today.
And I'm Leslie Dorsett. I am the director of CLEARN, UB North Campus, and I'm responsible for both personal and professional development courses, as well as academic enhancement courses. And the difference between UB Nassau and Grand Bahama is, for Grand Bahama, we're offering majority online programs. And that is because, of course, you know, with Dorian and lack of space. But we've also found that having courses online allows persons from across the Bahamas who wouldn't necessarily be able to have these type of opportunities to do so. So we are proud to have persons from all of our family islands enrolled in our courses.
So Leslie, you mentioned three types of courses, and I'm going to ask both you and Tammy to explain to our listening audience the difference: personal development, professional development, and academic enhancement. Why the distinction between personal and professional development, and what are they? What distinguishes the two? And explain that for our audience, please.
Okay, so I would deem personal development courses as things that persons can use in their like daily lives. Like, for example, we offer an online banking course for persons who are seniors, persons who wouldn't ordinarily use online banking but need to know. So things that persons need to know for their everyday lives. Professional development, I would say things that would allow persons, for example, we have our certificate in accounting, or we have project management, things that will allow persons to propel or project in their professional careers. And then, of course, academic enhancement, that's a program that we do run through University of the Bahamas, Maine, and that's to assist persons who do not meet the minimum requirements of entry into the university to take college prep courses to get them to the where they need to go. So that's what I would explain the differences would be. Tommy, any additional?
Yeah, absolutely, Leslie. I think you're spot on. I want to add that I would say that our personal development courses are things that would interest you in your individual lives. You may have a hobby. You may just have a something new that you want to learn. So in our Oaksville campus, we've offered courses like defensive driving and the ultimate self-defense courses. We offer TikTok, for a masterclass in TikTok. So these are things that as an individual, you want to enhance your skill set. And then, of course, the professional development would be the career-driven individuals who want to excel and exceed and propel themselves in their career. That answer your question, Nikki?
It certainly does. So before we go any further, Leslie, you also mentioned academic enhancement. And I also think besides CLEARN, this is also a little secret that a lot of people don't know about, because a lot of people have this notion, hey, I grew up in the era when, you know, they were taking GCEs or O levels or A levels, and I may not have been the most academically inclined individual, but I want that college degree. And a lot of times they're intimidated. How can they take advantage of academic enhancement to gain entry into the university and to have that opportunity of a dream that they've been deferring for such a long time?
Okay, well, the process is basically simple. They make application to the University of the Bahamas. And if they do not meet those requirements of the 5 BGCSEs, then they are asked to, they're assigned to us at Academic Enhancement. And we advise them based on their BGCSE results, the courses that need to be taken. Most persons complete the program within a year. They get the skills that they need, they get the subjects that they need, and then they go straight into that program.
Oh, that's far more simpler than I even imagined. Well, that's good to know. You just broke that down. I think we may have a lot more people exploring that. So let's get into the professional development side of things. Well, the personal, I'm having a tongue twister here, and professional development side of things. What are some of the courses that you offer, and what from your experience has been some of the most heavily subscribed courses within the suite of programs that you offer at CLEARN?
Okay, well, for us, we also have English courses, varying language courses. We offer Spanish, conversational Spanish, conversational French, conversational Creole. And believe it or not, many, many, many persons are signing up for our Creole course. That's very, very popular. We also have massage therapy essentials, where we teach people, of course, how to massage, and persons do that for personal development, or as well as persons do that to create a career. We also have like writing a business plan. We've had persons who've come into the course, they've written business plans, they've been assisted with that, and then they went on to apply for varying grants. We have introduction to marketing. We have entrepreneurship courses. We have communication skills courses, public speaking courses. And we also have seminars that persons' workplaces sign up their staff. For example, of course, customer service. That's something that a lot of employers are signing up their staff for. So we have a large number and a varying number of courses that persons can come in and take and receive that certificate and that knowledge that they need.
Okay, and I'll chime in here on some of our popular courses, because we do have our programs and then we have our individual courses. So our professional development courses that are of high demand would be our Justice of the Peace, that we had offered last semester. It was fully subscribed, and so it was on demand to be offered again in the spring. So Justice of the Peace is a course that it's in high demand. We also have found that our foreign language courses have been in high demand, along with project management. And so we're commencing that course and program in the new year. So it, along with all of the courses that, Leslie has also mentioned, like the customer service and the accounting, we're offering all of those. Another one that's pretty big on our schedule is procurement. So we currently have two classes that we'll be offering for the spring because our procurement and logistics management program is in high demand in the business today. As you know, that you know, the government has moved into e-procurement and the new bills that have been established. So organizations have now put in high demand their staff to be fully aware and able to procure items for the organization. So that's also a very big seller for us.
Leslie, you mentioned programs and courses. What is the difference between the two? Is there a difference?
I heard. Yeah, there's a difference. We offer short courses, we offer certificate programs, and we also offer certifications. So the short courses are usually between 4 to 10 weeks. Our programs are usually between 9 and 12 months. You receive a certificate of completion upon graduation. The programs usually have, I would say our shortest program would have about 6 courses within the program. And then we have certifications where we have partnerships with international organizations, universities, in which persons can take international certifications. For example, Tammy mentioned earlier, our Certificate in Project Management program. That is a very, very popular program. We recently had a class, a cohort, I think, of 9 graduated from, and they got their certificates from the university, but they also took the CAPM, which is an international designation through PMI, and 7 out of those 9 persons received that CAPM designation. So that will be the difference between the certificates and the certifications and the short courses.
Sorry, let me recap that again. 4 to 10 weeks of your courses?
Yes, the short courses are usually 4 to 10 weeks. Yes. And we do have one or two that are 2 weeks.
9 to 12 months. What falls in that category of 9 to 12 months?
Programs, yes.
Programs, okay. And then your certifications are the ones that you have with international institutions and international partnerships. Okay, so I think I got that then.
So usually, for example, with like the project management, after you're completed with our certificate, then we have a CAPM prep course that we facilitate where we prepare students for the international exam. So it'll be like an additional 4-week or 5-week prep course, depending on the requirements for the international certification. So it's added on to the certificate program.
Oh, wow. Lord. Okay. So, and then you did mention there are sometimes courses that may be 1 or 2 weeks in duration. They're like super short courses.
Yes, and seminars. We do have those as well.
And seminars. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you have it, my audience. You have seminars, you have short courses, and then you have programs. And the distinguishing factor may be the volume of the content, which stipulates the duration of the course. So I heard you mention quite a number of things, of courses that make up your personal and professional development. And one you said that was in high demand is Justice of the Peace. Why do you think that program is so highly subscribed? And why is it that, and what is the typical minimum number of persons enrolled for you to offer a course?
All right. So I do believe I'll answer the address the first part. Justice of the Peace has been a in high demand based on our citizens. So you know that is a designated role that's appointed by the government. However, there's no training that's provided for a Justice of the Peace. So persons may be given the designation, become a Justice of the Peace, but they may not know what is required as a Justice of the Peace. And so in search for the knowledge that is required in this role, persons have sought out the University of the Bahamas. And in light of that, we felt it, you know, our duty, as you said, we are the best kept secret. This is where everyone wants to come to learn. And so we will facilitate all of the high demand courses that the public has requested. And so really this course came as a demand.
And so that's, you said something very interesting. The government appoints people as JPs.
Yes.
So
that is how you become a justice of the peace. That's the only way.
It's an appointment. I never knew that. I learned something today. So after you're appointed, then these people are now coming to acquire the skills and the knowledge to effectively execute their role.
Right. And it's a little backward, we know, but hey, we're still trying to facilitate. But as persons are becoming, are taking on the role, they want to know what it is that they should be doing. And we have one of the best magistrates in the country, Darren Roll Davis, who is our instructor for this course. And he, as a matter of fact, I was today role as well, Nikki, when I learned that these are designated roles by the government. So don't feel away. And he educated us on a lot of what transpires in this role and how the role comes about, and how persons need the knowledge to be able to take on the role.
That is very interesting.
Very, so, very.
You were 8 years old, so was I.
So I know. Yeah, but persons do apply to be justice of the peace, though. So I think it's assumed that they would know what it entails. And I think a lot of clergy sign up for that position as well. But there's a lot of technical things that persons would need to know.
Yes. And so once they apply, the government now says, okay, yes, we can give you this designate. But it's only given by the government. So you have to be on a special list. But again, once you have taken on that duty, and even persons in our courses have been those who are not even allocated the position, but they want to know the role of a justice of the peace so that they may apply, and hopefully that would give them the edge to be able to be appointed as a JP. Okay. So we get a mixture, yes.
I totally get it now. I understand. You also mentioned that you have quite a number of foreign languages in your lineup. You mentioned English, and I guess that's for non-native speakers. Is it an ESL, English as a second language course?
Yes, that's English as a second language. We also had that offered last semester. And by the way, Nikki, I think I wanted to answer the second part of that question, where to fill our classes, we like to stick with a minimum number of 8. So once we have 8%, our courses, that we consider that full are able to be subscribed, and we can have those courses. Now, English is the second language, most definitely. These are persons who are foreign speaking and they want to learn how to speak English. And so they take this class. This class is in particular taught by our principal of R&B Lee. And she takes them through the entire aspect of all of the living arrangements, all of the incidents, all of the things that they may have to come in contact with here in the Bahamas. And she takes them through the whole conversational side of English for them to learn how to communicate and be productive citizens here or residents.
Interesting. And then somebody mentioned that the Creole course was becoming very popular. And I guess the answer is obvious for that.
And I want to add there that we have our corporate clients also requesting foreign language classes. So we offer that to, in particular, Bahamas Customs, because as you know, that obviously would be one of the entryways into the country. And so they have now, Bahamas Customs have educated their staff in foreign languages like Spanish, Creole, and Chinese.
Spanish, Creole, and Chinese. What about immigration?
We've definitely had a number of persons in our cohorts from immigration, especially for the Creole. So we've offered Spanish, we've offered French, and we've also offered Creole. And the Creole is the most heavily subscribed. And even now we are offering for the first time in a few years Creole too, because persons want to go on to learn more. So in spring semester 2024, we're going to offer Creole too.
That is
definitely our government agencies. We have had cohort of government agency from Abaco. They've signed up their persons for Creole. So most definitely there is a need.
That is wonderful. And that's impressive to know that the subscription is so high and the demand is so there that you're able to build on the first level and add a second session to that. I'm pleased to hear that. Ladies, we're going to take our first break on University Drive. When we come back, I want to delve more into what is happening globally and why this whole need for upskilling is so important and the role of the university in leading that charge, not just for university degrees, but upskilling. And I will also want to talk about a new program that's coming on stream. We're not going to dive deeply into it, but we're going to touch on it. And it's the FinTech program, and it's the FinTech and Regulatory Innovation Program, which is an online course as well. So we take our first break here on University Drive. We'll be right back.
The one big draw of doing a doctoral degree here is that you don't have to move and you don't have to take your family to a different place, and so you can do it right here. The same abilities that you would have in a UK or with America with being able to research is available here. And we now have all these facilities, and so they can take advantage of it at a much cheaper cost to the individual.
Chapter One Bookstore is proud to serve the students, faculty, and staff of the University of the Bahamas and the community at large. We are the premier choice for the purchase of university textbooks and supplies and UB logo apparel, paraphernalia, and gifts. We also carry a wide variety of school supplies, learning aids, and leisure books. Visit our copy center for all of your printing, copying, and binding needs. Chapter One Bookstore is located on the ground floor of the Michael H. Eldon Complex on University Drive. Shop with us on Monday through Saturday. You can contact us at 397-2650 or email at chapter1@ub.edu.bs. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chapter One Bookstore. Chapter One, the premier choice.
My name is Jeannie Gibson. I'm the policy assistant here at the Government and Public Policy Institute. The series that we normally do on a quarterly basis, one of those is Meet the Policymakers series, is to actually engage the policymakers to discuss relevant policies to what's going on relating to those policies here in the country, as well as to give the public an opportunity to hear and actually discuss it with the policymakers.
Welcome to Independence Cafeteria, home of affordable, diverse, and delectable dishes that your taste buds will love. Choose from our everyday menu of baked chicken, wings, or fish fingers, or our extensive salad bar. Build your own pasta, grab something hot from the grill, or ask about our special of the day. Our full team of culinary professionals can't wait to serve you. We're located in Independence Park at University of the Bahamas' Oaksfield campus. Call us at 302-4390, download the app, or order online at www.independencecafeteria.com. Your taste buds will thank you.
Welcome back to University Drive. If you're just joining us, my guests today are Mrs. Tammy Archer and Ms. Leslie Dorset, and we are talking about the transformative impact of CLEARN and their consortium of courses on both personal and professional development. We'll discuss the importance of upskilling in today's competitive landscape, share success stories, and provide insights on how you can navigate the educational landscape to unlock your full potential. Ladies, upskilling has become one of the buzzwords. Why is it important for, and I like the name of your department, of this entity within the university, continuing education and lifelong learning. We believe here at University of the Bahamas that learning doesn't end when you get your degree. It's pretty much just the beginning. Why is it important for people to engage in continuing education and lifelong learning?
I think it's very important. As I can note from I was in this position, we've had persons who even have degrees who have registered for some of us, I'm sure, courses and certifications. I find that certifications are more specific to the career or to that subject area. And so that specific knowledge that some persons desire in those areas, they get when they sign up for these certificate courses. I believe that lifelong learning is very, very important, whether it's for career change, whether it's for advancements on the job. Of course, that translates to more money. I believe it's very, very important. And I'm so happy to be a part of CLEARN as we are the facilitators for this type of training for our Bahamian people.
Absolutely. And as the acronym says, continued education and lifelong learning, we would definitely be subscribed to. I subscribe to it as an individual, because we're in an ever-changing world. And as the world evolves, as the world change, as our minds change, as directions change, the University of the Bahamas CLEARN unit is here to guide those individuals in the area that they have their change of hearts in. And of course, technology now changes. And so we want to be there. We want to be on the cutting edge to be able to offer courses to the public and allow them to pursue these areas of change, right? And continuously educating themselves over their adult life.
So I'm gonna read the list of courses that are available just so that our audience has an appreciation for the courses. And there's effective writing for business, delivering superior customer service, introduction to HRM environment, principles of accounting 1, demand forecasting and procurement, bid management and decision making, single phase electrical license, communication skills, justice of the peace, introduction to project management, ethics and professional responsibility, and ultimate defense for women. And then we have the foreign language courses, as you mentioned, conversational Spanish and conversational Creole. Now, when you decide to sit down to determine which courses you're going to offer, is it based on what you notice are the trends happening from a professional and personal standpoint, or is it based on the demand of the people that you have previously engaged or people asking for these courses? How is it that you determine which ones are most effective and best to offer as courses to potential students?
Well, most definitely, I think it's a combination of both. We have to look at our programs that we have offered. And currently, we do have the HR, human resource management. We have the procurement program. We have the administrative professional program. And then we also have the project management program. So we have to offer the courses that are in the continuous sequence for the programs. So that's definite, right? That's the demand. That's the demand on the side of the programs. And then we have a database that we keep as persons are calling in and inquiring about courses and programs that we may be offering. And those that have the biggest interest, we definitely try to offer those classes during the upcoming semesters, right? And then we know that there are some trends that's happening, and we watch the trends in the world, across the world, and we would see that there are some courses that will be in high demand very shortly or currently, and we would also offer those courses.
Most definitely, but we do have courses that we offer every semester because persons are always interested. But as Tammy said, we look at the demand. Grand Bahama is a little different. We have technology. Logical, and we have persons from industry, so they have different types of needs. And so we follow up with our persons. We try to go out at least once or twice a month, hit different business places. We do presentations. We ask them to talk to us to let us know, what areas your staff need assistance, training. and we tailor programs to fit those needs as well.
So, Leslie, at the beginning, you mentioned that for most of UB North, their programs are online, and that was driven primarily by Dorian, the fact that UB North campus has been disrupted, and then COVID-19 happened as well, and that was another disruptor. How have you found people's responses to online courses? And do you find that there is like more, the same, or less interest in in-person and online courses?
Well, to be honest, I took on this position in the middle of the pandemic. And when I came, it was basically at a standstill. There weren't many persons enrolled in programs. And so I was tasked with revival. And I thought to myself that, you know, a lot of people are at home, basically working from home, those who are. And I figured that the online environment would be best. So I started, we created a Facebook page, we put our feelers out there, and we garnered so much interest in different things. And so most definitely the online courses have been beneficial. Like I said, we have persons in our classes from Eleuthera, Exuma, Andros, San Salvador, even our persons in Nassau enrolled in our online classes. So I cannot really give a comparison to what was before, because before we didn't have the online environment, but I can definitely say that it has been absolutely beneficial to us and to persons who have been applying for our classes.
I can concur with Leslie that I think that, you know, and we're all new to the role, but we have been tasked with making sure that the courses are offered and students are being taking part. And of course, Leslie has the online, and I'm tasked with the face-to-face.
So what does the face-to-face environment look like, Leslie? Because I know a lot of people that you target are already working, and, you know, people are worried about conflicting schedules. What are the more popular times and days for your courses to cater to those individuals that may be on a 9-to-5?
Okay, so the majority of our classes, our weekday classes, our week evening classes, they restart between 6, and we have classes 2 hours, 3 hours, 3.5 hours. So majority of times it's a 6-to-8, 6-to-9, 6-to-7:50. And then on Saturdays, we have classes between the hours of 9 to 1. Depending on 2 hours, whether it's 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. So, and we find that those are most convenient for working persons.
So ladies, what advice would you give to that individual or those people that are out there that graduated from university or even high school in some instances, and they've not done any personal or professional development, let's say in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, what motivation can you give them to get them to see the benefit and the value and the importance of engaging in a continuing education and lifelong learning program or course?
Well, I definitely would encourage persons to continue professional development, because in light of, and I think we made mention of this, Leslie, that if you are on a job and you're looking for that promotion, or you're looking for upskilling and being prepared to do the work that's required by your organization, you want to continue your education. This just keeps you in a frame of mind to work and be efficient at the job that you do. So you get promotions and you get more money at the end of the day. And then as an individual with your personal development, you want to feel fulfilled. You want to be able to be your best self, right? And to continue on with learning, because in my mind, learning never ends. And so you'll be your best self if you continue with your education, of course, and of course with us, with CLearn.
Yeah, our favorite quote in CLearn is, the more you learn, the more you grow. And I often use my own story. I have a master's degree, and it's in education. But it wasn't until I got a certification in project management that my job prospects changed. And I mean, really went through the roof, I would say, because there was not a time that I've sent out my resume After receiving that certification, of course, to job specific in the field that I haven't gotten a call back. So I feel that is very, very important for persons with degrees or without degrees, whatever field that you think you want to get into, try to get some type of certification, some specific training in that field, because you never know where it will take you. You never know the knowledge and, of course, the networking opportunities, because when you sit in these classes, of course, they'll be taught by persons in the specific fields. So you get to network, you get to know people, get to learn specific information, and it may take you to where you want to go. So that would be my advice to persons.
So I heard you mention at the beginning that when it comes to academic enhancement, there is a process of advising students so that they know what they need to do in order to meet the requirements. You just shared your personal story about having a master's degree and then getting your certification in project management. Do you think that there are adults out there that sometimes are not able to make the connection between the career they're currently in, where they want to go and what they need to do? Sometimes they're lost and they need that guidance. And does CLEARN provide that type of assistance in helping them to figure out exactly what would be best for them based on their career aspirations?
Absolutely. There are adults out there, and that is why my team and I, we try our best to get out there. We've created a social media presence. We're engaging with persons. We're letting them know that, hey, you don't have to go to school for 4 years to get to where you need to be. You know, there are some things that you can do. There are some skills that you can get that allow you to actualize your dreams before. You know, I often talk about our persons who do the creating a winning business plan course, or even a QuickBooks course. After you do a 5 to 6 week QuickBooks course, you can actually start helping people with their businesses. You can actually start making that money almost right away. So you don't have to actually go and do that 4 year, that 2 year degree. There are things that you can do now to get you where you need to be. So That's very, very important with continuing education, letting people know, getting the message out there that you don't have to do all of this. You don't have to spend $20,000 to $30,000. You can spend $300 on a short course, $500 on a short course. For example, again, we also have an Adobe Photoshop. And you know how much it costs, Nikki, to do a flyer or to get a flyer done.
Oh, yeah.
So we have persons who finish that course in 8 weeks, and they are able to professionally do flyers for persons, you know, to make a living. So you can make a living, and you can select a course that can help you to get on track to where you want to be. And these are what we provide.
And I'd add to that too, that of course, if students would call, I mean, we do get calls coming in 302-4449, and they call and they call to ask questions on, to have guidance on what programs they should get into, which program would be best for them. So we have persons here on staff, when they do call in, we're able to assist them and guide them into a program that would get them started or continue their career. So we do offer advisement as well in the AEP program, and also in personal and professional development.
So ladies, you've shared some very valuable information. And I, Leslie, I want to piggyback off of your personal story. And I remember I was working at a particular institution. And at the time, there was a job search for a new principal. And one of the requirements was that you needed to have a PhD. And there was a candidate who wanted to put, and we'd all encouraged her to put her, you know, to go for it. And she was discouraged because she didn't have the PhD that was part of the requirement. However, when the search committee looked at all of the certifications she had over the course of her career, it amounted to more than the PhD. So she actually emerged as being the most highly qualified candidate, even though she didn't have that PhD. And I just wanted to share that story because a lot of times people discount or discredit the value and the worth and the merit of having certificates or certifications. And in a lot of instances, and it's not just in, you know, a lot of times we think it's this particular type of job or career where certifications or certificates matter more or don't matter. And I just want people to know that there is value, there is worth Employers are looking for it, and they're not just looking for it to pay you more or to promote you. They're also looking to see that you are taking a keen interest in keeping current and improving your skills and knowing what's happening out there and continuously educating yourself. So you can go wrong. That I say all of that to say that you can't go wrong. Ladies, for that person that's out there who want to find you guys, want to connect with you, can you tell them how to get in touch with CLearn? What is the process for applying, whether it's in person, online? Because, you know, a lot of things have now transitioned to online platforms. Some people, particularly those that are a little older, may not be as computer savvy. For those people that aren't as computer savvy and be like, I don't want to do an online course, demystify that and give them some comfort that it's not as difficult as they are allowing their minds to think that it is. So walk them through the steps to getting involved in and enrolling in a CLearn course.
Well, Nikki, I'll go first because we are the campus that offers the face-to-face classes or courses and programs. So in addition to having the online registration, we also offer our students here the capability of coming into the office or calling us and inquiring of the courses. And once they indicate that they would like to take a course, we would self-enroll them or we would enroll them into the courses. And then they would simply have to go over to our business office, which is located on University Drive, over in our Chapter 1 bookstore, and they're able to pay cash for the course, and they would be enrolled, right? So that's what we offer to those persons who may not be so tech savvy and want to do the online payment. And then, of course, I gave you the number 302-4449, and we will help to facilitate their enrollment. And in addition to that, and I'll let Leslie speak about the web web catalog that we have. But in addition to that, persons can email us. And our email here in Nassau is CLearn, which is spelled CELEARN, CLearnPPT@ub.edu.bs. And we can commence and begin the process of getting them enrolled into a course.
Okay, for us on Grand Bahama, we have a WhatsApp number. And Nikki, I must tell you that it drives us all crazy. But we do our best to answer WhatsApp messages in as quick fashion as possible. Our WhatsApp number is 727-2814. Persons can WhatsApp us or call us. As Tammy alluded to, we do have an online registration system, but for those persons who are not as tech savvy or will have an issue with registering online, we provide assistance at our office, and we also do walkthroughs on the phone. We've done that in the past. We've had persons to video call us via WhatsApp, and we've assisted persons to register. The process isn't as tedious as it may seem. So we would encourage you to, although you may feel that you're not tech savvy, it will be something, and that is definitely continuing education. So even the registration process for persons not tech savvy is an educational experience. But we do provide that assistance. As Tammy said, we do have an online catalog. We use the Elevate platform. And so our online catalog of courses is on our Elevate system. We also have a Facebook page. A lot of persons are on Facebook. We also have Instagram. A lot of persons are on Instagram and WhatsApp. So we chose those forums for that reason. They can go on and they can click on the link if they are tech savvy and can register for the course and just send us to our WhatsApp number, proof of registration, and we add them to a online broadcast list where we keep them abreast of when the class is starting and so on and so forth. So we try our best to be as available as we possibly can to assist persons with the registration process.
And that web link that they're going to go find, it's very simple to go on UB's site. So we go to ub.edu.bs, and that same word that Leslie mentioned, Elevate, is going to be there. If they click on Elevate, they will be able to see and view our web catalog where they can go shopping and select their courses, add it to the cart, and pay online.
Yeah, going on that Elevate platform is like doing Amazon for, or Target or Walmart for your education. Yeah,
exactly. I tell students that it's all the time. It's just like Amazon.
Yeah, just add it to your cart, you know, just add it to your cart.
And this is the season of giving. So if persons just want to go on and shop at Elevate and add someone in and register someone and pay for a course, that'll be the gift that keeps on giving. So we encourage you to visit our web catalog and make a purchase.
And you know what, Tammy, you just made a very good point. I don't think it's something that we think about during, you know, like as a gift that we could give somebody. You could gift somebody a professional or personal development course, and the return on that you'll see for years to come. That's one area where we're not like, you know, we don't think outside of the box that this is a gift that somebody may actually appreciate or want.
Absolutely, Nikki. I think we can explore that avenue and promote this. This is Christmas.
Absolutely. Tis the season.
Yes.
It's always Christmas when it comes to education. It's the gift that keeps on giving. You can't go wrong there.
Exactly, exactly. And we have made it easy for you. So there's no reason why you cannot gift the gift of education.
And trust me, I have been doing that with my family and friends.
And you ain't shared that with us, Leslie. How dare you?
Absolutely. My husband actually just finished the certificate in supervisory management, and he can tell you. Regular people get regular gifts. I get programs. So absolutely. Absolutely.
So ladies, before we wrap up, there's a new course that's coming on stream in January. It's a very specific and tailored course, but it's one that we cannot leave without talking about. And we're gonna have guests come on later on in the new year to talk about this program more in depth, but it's being offered through CLEARN. It's a partnership, and it is the University of the Bahamas FinTech Regulatory Innovation Program. And it's powered by Cambridge Center for Alternative Finance in partnership with the Securities Commission of the Bahamas. Tammy, you've been doing a lot of promotion for this particular program. Give our listeners some insight into this program and what this is all about.
Yes, absolutely. So we are so proud to announce that we are launching the UB FDRI, which is the FinTech Regulatory and Innovation Program here in the Bahamas or in this region, because this is a good collaboration, as you mentioned, with Cambridge and with the Securities Commission, to offer to our regulators and our non-regulators, right, the opportunity to learn about the technical aspect of what happens in our banking and regulatory institutions. And so this course is going to be a 12-week program that will offer modules from deconstructing banking right on to digital assets and regulatory technology. Over that 12-week period, we will have international instructors straight out of Cambridge from that Center for Alternative Finance. So we will have our international instructors, and then we have a few local instructors as well who will be specifically from the financial industry. And a lot of them are coming from the Securities Commission. This program launches January 29th. That's our first week of class. And registration will end somewhere around the 17th of January. So we are hoping, we've already gotten enrollment. We've had many, many interests, persons interested in the course and sending in their interests. So we are just excited about this opportunity. And we welcome persons to call and inquire. If you have any questions, you can send it to the same email, which is clearnppd@ub.edu.bs, and simply get any information that you need about this particular course. So that's coming up, a whole mouthful.
A whole mouthful. Well, Tammy, thanks for that teaser. And I do hope that those persons that are interested reaches out to your office, sends the email, calls, or they could just go on Elevate and they could shop, because I think it's at the top of the cart. Yeah. I guess the first one you could put in your cart. You can't miss it, right?
All right.
So yes, I'm always in the Elevate. I'm always shopping and, well, browsing. I haven't checked out yet, but I'm always browsing.
You like shopping?
Encouraging people. That's like my Amazon cart. Probably have like 300 and some items in it. I ain't check out yet. Then I save to save for later. I kind of do that too. But we just want to encourage all of our listeners to take advantage of CLearn, to know that you have a plethora of courses at your disposal, and there's guaranteed to be one to suit your needs, whether it's personal or professional. Thank you so much, Tammy and Leslie, for joining me on this week's episode of University Drive, and for the wealth of knowledge and information that you've shared with our listening audience.
Thank you so much for
having me. Thank you.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
So whether you're considering a new career path, aiming for that promotion, or simply seeking to enrich your knowledge, CLearn is your go-to for continuous learning. Get ready to embark on a transformative adventure with CLearn and discover why investing in yourself is the key to unlocking a future of endless possibilities. For this podcast and for more information, be sure to visit our website at www.ub.edu.bs, and be sure to follow us on Facebook, X, which used to be Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. And join us again next week, same time, same radio station, for another exciting edition of University Drive. I'm your host, Nikki Bowe. Enjoy the remainder of your day.
University Drive is a production of the Office of University Relations and the Communications and Creative Arts Academic Unit at University of the Bahamas. All rights reserved.